You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back for break. And starting the second hour of the Ralph Winterroth Show. I'm Ralph Kermit Winterroth II out of Alaska, the truth seeker of the far north. Trying to propound the information and research to wake people up, hopefully to get our constitutional republic back, because every time Congress goes into session, we lose ground. Every time any legislature of any of these, quote, state governments go into session, we lose ground. We're never going in the right direction, ever, because they don't make laws of the several states. They don't make laws of the United States anymore. The Congress is operating extraterritorial. They're outside of the Constitution of the United States. It's quite obvious by looking at the definitions. When they have to define state, and it includes territories of Guam and the Marianas, Congress is prohibited from legislating within the several states at the same time they legislate in a territory or possession. And why is that? Because within the several states, they only legislate as a federal government, and the several states has the rest, technically, of what touches our lives. In the territories and possessions, Congress operates in two positions, plenary power. They operate as a federal government and as a state government. They cannot ever legislate in the same act within the several states as they legislate within a territory. And all you have to do is go back and look at some of the original acts prior to the Civil War, and you'll see this. You'll see there's holdings of the Supreme Court on this issue, that they operate outside in the territories and two, as a state government and federal government, and then within the several states only as a federal government. Of course, you go look at all of Title 26, you go look at all of Title 42, look at all this nonsense, and state is always yada, yada, yada. All of this territorial nonsense, or the United States is always in a geographical or territorial sense. Now, wait a minute. What happened to the several states? We don't want to look at the outside boundaries. Congress is only to legislate within the several states where the land has been ceded to the United States. But we don't do that anymore either, because we do this geographical or territorial sense, like in Title 18, and nobody understands it, what they're saying. They're telling us right there, we're not legislating within the several states. If you people out there could figure it out. Anyway, getting back to what I talked about the first hour is that there is no judicial department for the government of the United States today. It's there in the law. There's just nobody home. From top to bottom, there's nobody home. There's no place to get the law declared. You go look at all of your states, and you go up on, they always want to go up on a petition for this or some nonsense. There's nothing mandatory. It's all discretionary. They don't have to answer the issues of law. There's no writs of law. Writ of error. I've tried one in the Supreme Court so far. I'm going to be trying more. See if there's one of those chief justices up there that might have a glimmer of being somewhat honest. Right now, I know that they're all employees. They all have Form 61s. They're all employees. They're not officers of the United States. They're flunkies. But in the administrative state, they can be flunkies. Anyway, I hear the music here. That was a short thing. Let me get back, and we'll be back in a second.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Well, that's Rob Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we're talking about why we don't have a judicial department in the government of the United States today. And how that, and I've made a statement here that the President and Congress ever since 1948 have been committing acts of treason. If they, we would like to think that they are knowingly putting in judges that are not judges of the United States, but they're United States district judges. So that means that we don't have any judges of the United States. I'd say we have a problem, and a major problem. And, of course, the way we prove this is by go looking at the civil commissions, like Andrew Jackson back in the 1830s, where they were he was appointing a judge of the United States, and it was under the seal of the United States for the government. What a novel idea. So now we have United States district judges that are in the Department of Justice, under the seal of a Department of Justice. That doesn't seem quite kosher, does it? Of course, Congress tells us what they're doing. That's what's more, that's so astounding, is they actually, when you start tracking this through, in 1948, Title 28, Section 132. Title 28, Section 132. They say, there shall be in each judicial district a district court which shall be a court of record known as United States District Court for the district. So the obvious question is, why did they have to create this new United States District Court? The Judiciary Act of 1789 created a district court of the United States. So why do we need a United States district court? Why do we need a name change? Well, this little name change within the several states has just as much validity as the Federal Reserve does for being part of the lawful money of the United States. Federal Reserve is not federal. And the United States District Court cannot operate within the territorial boundaries of any of the several states. And how would we know that? How could we prove it? Well, they tell us right in this section and in the revisor's notes. But what they do is they go down here and you go to Section C. It says the judicial power of a district court. Well, that's interesting because the judicial power of a district court. Now, Article 3 of the Constitution talks about judicial power of the United States. Does not say the judicial power of a district court. How does a district court get judicial power? Whose power is it promulgating? It's quite easy to figure that out. You just back up to the beginning of Section C. It says, except as otherwise provided, there are three entities vying for power, this judicial power of a district court. That little black robe guy up there, that's sitting up there, is not exercising judicial power of the United States. He is controlled by law, it says so right here, or by rule of court, or by his own order of the court. So that little guy that's sitting up there in these United States district courts is controlled by acts of Congress, by law, and they're actually laws of Congress, not laws of the United States, because Congress, laws of Congress are where Congress has plenary power, territories and the district and possessions. Or the rules of court made by bar members that say that the Supreme Court of the United States are like in Supreme Court of Alaska, and they're called SCO, Supreme Court Orders. They just put down all this stuff out of the halls of corruption in the Supreme Court of Alaska, the Supreme Court of the United States, and said this is the way it's going to be. Or by order of the court. That judge in there is just like the Praetorian law, right out of the Roman law. He can do anything that he wants. And occasionally he'll get his hand slapped if he pissed off the wrong guy up above or he's stepping too far over the edge. But he can do whatever he wants. There is nothing in there that talks about laws of the United States. How can there be such a thing as judicial power of a district court? It's not in the Constitution. It's all statutorily made up by Congress. Now, the president, by and with the consent of Congress, are making a United States district judge for a United States district court. And in 1948, they, quote, made it law. They had to tell us that they're making it law. Now, I find that, again, as an interesting concept. If Congress has to tell us that they're making law or positive law, then what in the world are they doing when they don't put we're making law or positive law? Sitting out here in the land of law, in the land of Oz, where Congress is the scriptwriter. That's why you can't win out there, because Congress can write you out of the position of the play, of the script. Do like to shut me up, give me 6 months in the pokey for a suspended driver's license that wasn't even suspended. I got to walk over to the state of Alaska and got one. They don't even punish DWI like that up here. But when you start tangling with these guys, they get really mean. They kill people. They lock people up. They do anything they can to muzzle you. They threaten you. They run sting operations. Had a couple of those. They actively try to put you in the pokey. That's the attorney generals in Anchorage are working on that for the IRS. They don't even hide it. Still not going to stop what's going on here. Anyway, so now we have that the president, by and with the consent of Congress, are appointing United States district judges under the seal of the Department of Justice. They are not appointing a judge of the United States under the seal of the United States. And this particular judge has three masters: Congress, which is by law, or rules of court, or order of court. This is why, and I never understood why these attorneys treat the rules of court as gospel. And you violate one of them rules of court, and it's by God, they want a pint of blood. That's their Bible. That's what they're controlled by. Those attorneys are bound by the rules of court, because they're an officer of this kangaroo court, this treasonous court. They've signed up for it. And the Judicature Society, back in 1913, said we all need bar associations, the American Judicature Society. Now, why would they need a bar association? Quite simple. We want to be able to have the attorneys that come in, because there's no more any counselors at law, because you can't have a counselor at law in a court that's not a constitutional court. That attorney is bound by the professional code of conduct. It says so if you go read them. And when you have him and this attorney, he can't disclose these things, because it says right in there that he's bound by it. And if there's anything that professional code of conduct prohibits, the attorney can't do it. Doesn't say a damn thing about the Constitution in there. Well, that's how they keep the attorneys muzzled. And there's four things, or some of them are only three. When you hire one of these guys, Ralph Winterbrod back there. We lost a connection here on the Skype somehow. I'm not sure what happened there. Electronic something happened. But anyway, I was talking about these attorneys and how they keep control of them by the professional code of conduct. And what people do not understand is when you hire one of these guys for a, quote, criminal defense, you've given a full power of attorney to this guy that cannot do anything that the rules of professional code of conduct, which are written by the Bar Association leaders at the top, said that he can't do. And it says right in the professional code of conduct that the only things you can do is you can plead. You get to have the final say-so on that. That's nice. Whether you have a trial or not, whether you testify, and whether you go up on appeal. Those are the four things. Otherwise, you've given a full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to a guy that is a bar member. That's an officer of a court that does not exercise any judicial power of the United States under the authority of the United States. Now, isn't that a novel? Isn't that a scary thought? Oh, yeah. That's why it's so difficult to even find any attorney that will even begin to proceed down this road, because if he gets a little too ornery or tries to expose some of this, they just pull his bar card. So what are they going to do? They go along with the system. So now, back to the issue of the president buying with the consent of Congress, we can prove by the Civil Commission, which has the signature of the President of the United States, but he is appointing a United States district judge and not a judge of the United States. And I hear the music, so I guess we'll take a break and we'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back again. This is Ralph Kremer Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show out of Alaska. There, we had a little internet bump there, lost some people. Hopefully, they'll come back and we'll finish up here. Why is this judicial power, all of this? Am I pounding on a drum that's not important? I'd like to quote it. This is Chief Justice Marshall. I have this on my signature on my internet email. And I can't improve on what he said here. This was said back in the 1829 era. And it says, Chief Justice Marshall, in the course of the debates of the Virginia Convention of 1829 and 1830, used the following strong and frequently quoted language. The judicial department comes home in its effect to every man's fireside. It passes on his property, his reputation, his life, his all. Is it not to the last degree important that he should be rendered perfectly and completely independent, with nothing to influence or control him but God and his conscience? I have always thought from my earliest youth till now that the greatest scourge an angry heaven ever inflicted upon an ungrateful and a sinning people was an ignorant, a corrupt, or a dependent judiciary. In a very early period of our history, it was said in words that are as true today as they were then, If the people value and wish to preserve their constitution, they ought never to surrender the independence of their judges. And our judges today are bought and paid for. The United States District Court judges are under the supervision of the Judicial Conference of the United States. It says so in Title V, 2103, 2104, for the employees, the officers. They don't hide it. They're working under the Judicial Conference of the United States. The judges in these states are bound by all these federal grants, and they're bound by cooperative agreements for performance. Child custody is one of the worst. They perform for money to kidnap children and to put them into these homes where we have pedophiles, sexual abuse, and kids are beaten up, and hardly, almost without exception, nobody ever gets prosecuted in the foster homes. Why is that? Alaska in the 2005, the, quote, Alaska court system got about $500,000, $500,000 in kickbacks for kidnapping children. That's pretty lucrative business. And the attorneys made a whole bunch more, the foster parents made more, and all of the psychiatrists that they always mandate, certain ones, and all of these programs that they mandate that you go through, make tons more money. So we're talking billions of dollars. Because we do not have an independent judiciary. They're bought and paid for. They're as corrupt as they come. I haven't met an honest judge yet. I've met one in Anchorage that I have a little bit of respect for, because he's trying to do some of the right things. He's trying to advance, and of course they won't let him advance because he somehow slipped through the hoops. I don't know how they got him in there. He's an interesting fellow to get in his court. But anyway, back to this, these courts. We don't have any courts of the United States because we don't have any judges of the United States under the seal of the United States with a civil commission from the President of the United States. They're appointing United States District Judges. Well, what is a United States District Judge? What is United States District Court? Well, it's quite easy. You can go on the Internet. I've got the public documents that I'm going to be making available here. I've just about got all of the ones out of the Title 18 that was taken up to the Supreme Court of the United States by an attorney that it was never voted on, and all of the information that I have also supports that. They made the changes, verbiage changes, and it was never voted on by the other side of Congress. Only one side voted on it. But that's all right. We don't do those bills. We don't do those laws of the United States. But so what is this United States District Court that they created in 1948? All you have to do is go down and look at the reviser statutes and the public record, or the reviser's notes. And it says right there that we are combining it with Section 641 of Title 48 for territories and insular possessions. And they list a whole bunch of acts. And it's also combined with the territory of Hawaii. And the revised section, by extending it to all districts, merely recognizes established practice. Now, isn't that a novel idea? Established practice. So we've been doing it for a long time, and we've been getting away with it. So we'll just, quote, make it positive law, which is not laws of the United States. I'm going to be doing a thing on positive law. It's another ruse. They have the authority to make laws of the United States. They don't have the authority to make these tacit agreement amongst nations, public law, which is what they do today, which is every type of law from the kitchen sink to the toilet. I hear the music, so stay tuned, and we'll be back, and I'm going to continue on with exposing that we have no judicial department. Hoo-ha! Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Ralph Kramer, Winterroad the second, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and Mike out of Maryland. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you very much for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. It's very informative. I try to tell people about your website and about your radio show as much as possible, but it's, let's face it, it's kind of a matrix situation, and a person has to go through a period of cognitive dissonance of listening to your show and looking at your website before it finally sinks in of what's really going on behind the scenes. And I really applaud you for going through all the effort, to try to untangle the matrix, because it's really important. But the main reason I called is I want to get your opinion on, something happened to me recently, and I probably didn't handle it as best as I should have or could have. But let me explain to you what happened. I was at work the other day. I drive a small pickup truck for an auto parts delivery company. It's a small company. And I was turning around some corner, and a cop waves me on over to the side. So, shoot, apparently I was speeding. I wasn't in a particular hurry, but I didn't even look at the speedometer. They caught me so doggone quick. So uh-huh. I pull off the side of the road. And so, like I said, I've been listening to your show, and I've been listening to the one woman that you were with on RBN a couple of years ago. I can't think of her name right now. And so I said, am I under arrest?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. That is going to get the cops' attention.
So I said, am I under arrest? And he said, he didn't answer. He said, give me your ID. I said, am I under arrest? He says, give me your ID. He said, was I speeding? He says, give me your ID and registration. I'll tell you later. So I, like a big wimp, I hand over my driver's license and my registration. So he goes back there, and I'm sitting there in my car, you know, and I call him my intercom to work, tell him I'm probably going to be late getting back from this delivery. So he's back from the paperwork, and he brings up the ticket to me, and he says, this isn't an admission of guilt, but just sign this, and you can pay in court and blah, 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 you know, the routine.
Oh, yes.
So I said, what happens if I don't sign it? And he says, you'll be arrested. And I'm a careful driver, and I'm not bitching and moaning with the fact I got a ticket. Hey, you know, I'm a big boy, I can take it. But it's been so long since I've had a ticket, I don't think I signed the last one. Is this something new where they'll arrest you if you don't sign it? Have you heard about this before?
Yes, I have. It's discretionary, and technically when you look that up, the only time they can force you to sign it is if there's been a misdemeanor committed. And you have to go back in your statutes, private code, copyrighted code, to check that out. They do that under a threat. These guys could arrest you for doing anything, and they can get away with it. Understanding that what you just said is an issue that I'm going to be pushing again, because this is why they pounded on me, and I got 84 traffic citations in 2 years, because when the cop that shows up, let me run you through a brief litany of how this all works. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you a quick question. So did I do the right thing by signing it, or should I have taken a stand and not signed the ticket and been hauled off to jail?
Well, you know, under the law of necessity, you have to look at every situation. Is it worth going to jail for that particular issue and maybe have to cough up a couple $1,000s? You never know, or he might have just been bluffing. Every person has got to make that decision for yourself, and the person needs to also get quite familiar with the different code sections of these corporate states, because they're not all the same.
Well,
I can tell you, in Alaska, they don't even ask me to sign anymore, because I just quote it right back and say, well, was there a misdemeanor committed? Do you have first-hand knowledge? And that's, you know, that's that situation.
Well, considering I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Well, how this whole thing, just a real brief scenario of this whole thing,
okay,
is you have tags on it. That gives them the, quote, in their world, because the police exercise no police power of any of the several states. They're all employees, every living last one of them. They're all members of a paramilitary organization. They all have a set of regulations that are like the Uniform Code of Military Justice, if you've ever been in the military. Anchorage has one called Response Resistance. And not even the defense attorneys can see theirs. It's totally secret. But how the scenario works, you have tags on. That is in all of your secured, in each one of the states, they all enter the secured instruments. You will find the definition of a registered owner is a debtor. And it's always in Section 505, goes up to Section 311. And in that, it goes over to your registration. So the first issue is that as soon as you get the automobile, quote, motor vehicle, registered, then it's a government vehicle. You're a debtor, and they're the secured party, and they're collateralizing that property. So that's the reason why they stop you.
So in essence, they own the vehicle.
That's the reason. That gives them the authority. You're driving a government car. Whoever's collateralizing it, and then they want to see a driver's license. Of course, this is under Title 42, Section 666, Number 13, Number 2, which says that you're a citizen of the United States, because if you're driving a company car, you got to be a citizen of the United States. So they see that, and in Alaska, the next thing they do, they ask for the registration. Well, as soon as they ask for the registration on there, and people sign those things, it says you promised to do insurance. So the next thing they ask you, where's your proof of insurance? If you don't have insurance, they take you to the jail and tow the car.
Well, then let me ask you a question. Is there any way that you can drive around without having it registered with the state and not getting hauled off to jail?
Yeah, I've done that, and unfortunately I got tangled up with the Chickaloonies, a bunch of welfare war hoops up here, with which I have no respect for. I speak quite disrespectful of the Chickaloon village, Chickaloon nation. I just had no use for those people. They're getting around still selling driver's licenses, setting people up, and I got into fighting their battle. But what I had discovered is I got, quote, one of their, quote, state of Alaska driver's licenses, and then I just printed a name on there. I didn't put my signature on it, and I was dealing with the registration issue. That I have a right to my private property. I don't have to surrender to somebody to get out here on one of these public roads.
Sure.
And but the issue that they were really pounding me on is I finally discovered that are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, I heard a noise there. Is okay. The fact that as soon as the police would show up, I say, "Am I under arrest?" And if he has to say no, or I just don't go anywhere. And then I say, "Well, am I free to go?" Because he'll say, "No, you're not under arrest. Well, am I free to go?" And he says, "No." At that point, it's what's called a constitutional seizure. A reasonable man will determine if he tried to leave, he will be arrested and or shot. And they will do it. They'll kill you. That's what their use of force continuum. They have a level of use of force, and their definition of force in all these states starts at the verbal commands or their uniform when they walk up to through their verbal commands and soft hand techniques and all the way up to the taser and the gun. And their use of force is to the level of force required to get you to submit. That's their definition of force. That's right in the Alaska State Troopers in their regulations. So what I was doing was doing a constitutional seizure, and then I would demand the right to have an assistant to counsel, the right to shut the heck up. Well, of course, from that point, they had no evidence. So they were in a dilemma. So what they're doing in Alaska now, of course, I'm up over $5,000, is they would never allow me into the courts. I'd try to get into the courts. I love to go to court. I love to pound on those SOBs. It's a learning experience.
So then,
but they wouldn't allow me to get into court. Then what they do is they default out the traffic citations. And then what they do is they get around now up here, and if you owe over $1,000, they're going to haul you off to jail. If they stop you and you owe over $1,000, they wouldn't allow you to go to court, get a default judgment, and then they want to make it a crime.
So then,
and I'm either number two or number three in Anchorage right now. I ought to be number one.
Yeah. Well, then let me ask you that.
But anymore, if these people pull me over, we're going to unleash everything that if I have the money to do it, I'm going, when I get through, we're going to turn this thing around, or well, they're going to spend so much money, they're going to wish they hadn't done it.
Well, then should I have kept insisting and asking that cop, am I under arrest, kept asking more and over again, because he kept refusing to answer me?
Well, the next question is, well, then I must be free to leave then. Is that correct? Those two questions stop them. And if you do that up in Alaska, they get literally pissed because that's went all the way through the ranks in Alaska. They don't want to hear that.
I kind of doubt if it's the cops around here know about that because I don't think there are too many patriotic people around here, you know. So then I didn't handle that very good then, did I?
Well, you handled it well. Hey, you know, there's no perfect. The thing is, if you even ask the question, you're going in the right direction. There is no good or bad. The bottom line is, and you have to make a decision on every time you do, you never want to push anything to where they kill you. And there's cops up here in Alaska that'll kill you.
Some
they
cops
will
like
shoot
it.
You.
Or they'll tase you to death, for God's sake.
Yeah. I got one up here because they got me out of the car when I had my ex-wife and I had a bad shoulder. They got me down and the pain was so bad when they turned me loose that I fell to the ground. I was just almost passed out.
Sure.
They were getting even with me because of what I was doing.
Sure. Well, then let me ask you, how should I handle it from here on out? Should I just pay the ticket? Should I go to court? Or what do you suggest I do?
Well, my suggestion is, first of all, you want to get very familiar with the statutes in your state up there. And then if you want to be on a learning experience, which is what I did, I went in there and tangled with these guys.
Because this is the way
I've learned things. I go in and I test these things. And I say, okay, well, why didn't this work? Or it may be true, but then why, you know... It's a learning experience.
Well, the $80 fine is roughly is almost one day's wages for me. So I'll just call in sick and go in I'm still, even though I've listened to your show and I've listened to other people, and I'm still kind of in the wilderness. So what's should I go there? If they read off my name, and if my name is in all capital letters, do I just tell them, hey, that's not me?
That ain't going to stop them. There's a reason for the being in all caps, but that's not going to stop them. It takes a lot of work to get familiar with the administrative state and to tangle with these guys. And I can't tell you, you know, that's just a decision you're going to have to make. It's whether you want to gain some more experience, because the bottom line is, it's all rigged. Well, it's a rigged court. It's all rigged from beginning to end.
Well, could you give me some clues on how to go about it, how to beat this thing, or because I have no idea what to do. I mean, you know, do you have any ideas?
Well, let me put it this way. Taking on a traffic citation is almost as bad as taking on a murder trial.
Yeah.
That's how intensive it gets, because you have to go into all of the code sections of whatever state you're in. You have to go into all of the regulations of all that state and the federal to put that together. And then you have to have a good understanding of it. And you're talking an awfully lot of work, really a lot of work. I'm working on a book now on the courts and a video of the courts for the courts and the IRS. I am going to be eventually getting back to the traffic stuff, because it is just it's a big can of worms. It really is, to be able to get to the real what's going on when you go to court, because there's no magic bullet in there. These guys, it's like going up on the ship of the pirate ship and talking to the captain, say, you got to quit stealing my ship. And he says, hey, this is a pirate ship. This is what we do.
Well then, how about if I show up for court and ask them, I cannot proceed without assistance of counsel? How if I do that?
You don't have the right to assistance of counsel in traffic. Nope, you don't even have the right to a jury trial. There's a lot of things you can do. You can file in a counterclaim. We're testing some of that right now in Alaska. It's just really extensive. And it's not something that we can deal with on the show. It just really isn't. It's really an extensive. I mean, I could probably talk for 2 days on this. And it's just really not a simple issue. And those that say it is full of nonsense, because I've had all kinds. I got so many traffic citations that never made it anywhere, but so what? I still haven't turned that corrupt system around. So,
how have you managed to avoid paying all those tickets then?
Well, what I do is, well, first of all, you don't have any way to enforce them except in Alaska with a permanent fund, and I don't do the permanent fund. And so now what they're trying to do is to make it criminal if you don't pay the money.
Well, what do you mean? You just don't show up for court, or what?
Well, they won't let me show up for court. They will never set a court date. And then they just default them out behind the scenes. That's what they do to me.
Well, I did write on the ticket, I don't know if it does any good or not, that I wrote on the ticket that I refused the contract with the city of Wheaton.
Yeah, I say some of those things are good, but there's just a whole bunch. There's an awfully lot more to it. There really is. It's just, you know, I admire you for, because people have to start learning, and this was a learning experience. First thing to do is to sit down and read the codes and understand what's really going on in your state.
Okay.
Some of these states, if you don't pay the fine, it's criminal, and they come and haul you off to jail.
Sure, I know.
Alaska doesn't do that. That's what they're trying to do now.
But the question is, well then you just ignore the tickets, and they don't even do anything about it?
I try to get into court and fight them. But I do a counterclaim against them, and I sue them.
That's what we're working on now. How difficult is a counterclaim? Can anybody do it?
Anybody can do it, but it takes an awful lot of effort to write one up.
Yeah.
There's just an awful lot to it. There really is, and I'm not trying to discourage you, but there's an awful lot to it. I got a couple other callers. I better get moving on the courts here. But I really do appreciate you calling in, and please have other people listen. And you have my email, and you can send me an email. I can send you some of the stuff, and you can look and see some of the things that I've done.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Richard in Alabama. Go ahead.
I just thought I'd tell you some things that are happening here in Alabama. The Mexico driver's license is good here. You can buy insurance with it. Don't need an Alabama license. You can register your car with a Mexico driver's license. You know, transfer title and all that kind of stuff. And I see another thing they're going to do is they're going to put a RFID in the tag, and then they will penalize you for offenses that are not witnessed by an officer. If you're driving between a couple of checkpoints and you got from one checkpoint to another too quickly, that's speeding, and they'll add that to your tag renewal fee. They don't call you to court. It's added to the tag renewal key. You know, they also penalize you for if your insurance is not paid up. If you miss a payment on your insurance, they'll know that, and they'll add it to your tag renewal fee. I believe it's $200.
Uh-huh.
No, one thing, I went down to my city hall and I tried to get my city council to issue a jail ID card, not just for the prisoners that are, you know, the long-term prisoners in the city jail who get them, but just for anybody that wants to come in, they could issue a jail ID card and charge everybody $200 each. And a lot of people would love to get that. I'm sure everybody would love to get a jail ID card so you could prove who you are without admitting that you're a United States citizen.
Uh-huh.
And and the jail ID card is probably the only government-issued picture ID that doesn't require you to admit that you're a U.S. citizen.
You're talking about the organization called jail?
Pardon?
You're talking about the organization called jail?
No, I went down to my city council meeting.
Hold, we have music going. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, we're back. We got one more little short segment here, and I just got one quick question here because I got one more caller. I want to get his question in too, Richard. The people in down there that are on this, you said that with the Mexican driver's license, they're allowing them to get a state of Alabama driver's license in?
Allowing them to buy tags, and they're allowing them to buy insurance.
But do they have to get a driver's license from this country or not?
No, they don't have to get an Alabama license.
Oh, golly.
They can keep their Mexico license.
Ain't that just freaking lovely? I got another caller. We only got about 2 or 3 minutes. I want to give him a chance to get in and get his question, too. But thanks for calling, and we'll be back with you Sunday. So let me go to Sam in Idaho.
Ralph?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what happened to me. I'm in Idaho, and I was driving down the road. I was doing about 85 miles an hour. I saw a highway patrolman or state policeman hid underneath an overpass, and I thought for sure he was coming after me, but he didn't. 10 miles further on down the road, another one jumped onto the freeway real quick, and he pulled me over for not having a signal light, for my signal light not working. He said, well, when I pulled you over, your light stayed on, but when you changed lanes, it didn't. And uh-huh. He said, I want to see your driver's license and registration and insurance. And I asked him, am I under investigation for a crime? And it stunned him. And he said, well, yeah, misdemeanor crime. And I said, am I under arrest? And he said, no, I just want to check your who you are. And he continued on trying to get information out of me, and I finally just got a disgusted look on my face and turned my head, and I said, I have none of them. Mm-hmm. And I finally gave him my name and my birthday, and he went back to his car, and in about 4 minutes he came back, and he said, drive safely and have a nice day. And he said, the last thing he said when he walked away from my car was that, I understand what you're saying. And I thanked
really?
The man, and I said, thank you very much, sir. And mm-hmm. I don't even know his name. I didn't even get his name. Mm-hmm. But there are some of them out there that know what you're talking about, but you have to respond properly when they approach your car. I only rolled my window down about 4 inches.
That's what I do, too, so they can't spray me or something.
Yeah. And they like to keep their hand on their firearm.
Oh, yes.
And I carry a firearm. I'm either going to take one of them out or I'm going to die trying. I'm not going to be mm-hmm. railroaded by these people who think they can do anything they want with immunity. I'm really tired
of it. They do, so I would caution you on that corner of the world because what I've done, I've been peaceful and lawful about this whole thing, and I will continue to, but I also carry a loaded 44 mag for my own self-protection because obviously if one of them starts shooting at me, I have the right to defend myself.
Yeah, they have the holster. It's curtains for them. I'm not gonna stop.
Well, the scary part of this whole thing is that these people have no police power. You can't fire that state trooper. There's no way to fire him. He doesn't work for you. He's out there. He's a jackbooted thug. Most of them are. There are a few good ones because I know some. Uh-huh. They would like to see the system change, but if they try to change it from within, they just fire him.
Yeah, they do.
Or they get around and like a couple I know in Anchorage, what they do is they pull their rank away from them. And they teach them, thou shalt not get around and object to what's going on here. Just join the system, go write traffic citations, and shut the heck up.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. Well, I see we're out of time.
Thank you, Ralph.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling in, Sam. And thank everybody else for listening. We'll be back next Sunday. And I didn't get through everything I was going to, but we got on some interesting things in traffic that affects everybody. So just remember, we have no judicial department of the United States. It's all gone. So drive safely and watch out for the federales because you have nowhere to have the law declared. And we'll see you next Sunday. With